All right, election results. Ken Smuckler is on the phone with the Smuck Report. Ken Smuckler, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, Jay, Antoine. A taco bowl in Trump Tower, yeah. West Virginia coal in Hillary's stocking, and an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini at the Palace of Zamunda. This is your Smuck Report. 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump became the presumptive nominee of the GOP, which used to stand for Grand Old Party, and now stands for... Holy Jesus, have we lost our fucking minds? Last night, Tom, Trump picked up 14 delegates, now stands at 1161 on his way to 1237. And Tom, the Republican establishment, in the wake of Trump becoming the presumptive nominee, is acting like the Knights of the Watch, looking at Jon Snow, escorting the White Walkers through the wall. Winter isn't coming, Republican establishment. Winter is here. Trump's rise has led moderate Republican senators in tough re-election fights to join the family Bush in saying they will not attend the Republican convention. I swear, Sybil, inviting moderate Republican senators to the RNC convention in Cleveland is like inviting a bunch of pregnant women to a mosquito-filled swamp in Rio for a Zika party. Speaker Paul Ryan met the Donald last week in D.C., a meeting that was treated with more media fanfare than the 1986 Reagan-Gorbachev summit in Reykjavik, Iceland. Ryan comes out of the meeting with Trump and goes all Rain Man on us. In a 7-minute presser, he uses the phrase very encouraging 13 times, 4 minutes to Wapner. Oh boy, 1 minute to Wapner. Then Ryan said that he and Trump had planted a seed at their meeting. Memo to Ryan, when you're dealing with a guy obsessed with the size of his hands, a guy who boasts to People magazine of planting a seed all over town while engaged to Marla Maples, perhaps the phrase planting a seed is not the one you want to use to describe a closed door meeting with the Donald. But hold that thought for a moment, Tom, while we deal with Bernie Sanders and the death march, which has become the Democratic presidential primary. Hillary beat Bernie by a razor thin margin last night, less than 1% of the vote, which means absolutely nothing. As this race was effectively over when African Americans put Hillary Clinton into a prohibitive win position on Super Tuesday over 2.5 months ago, Hillary is at 1767 pledged delegates on her way to 2,383, with 546 up for grabs in California, meaning the only contested convention Bernie Sanders will be attending this summer is the battle for the presidency of the Royal and Benevolent Order of Elf, Lodge 1499 in smucking Burlington. But nothing seems to stop the burn, who rolled into North Dakota for a photo op in front of Mount Rushmore, which was nice, as the last time the burn was at Rushmore, Lincoln had one eye and Roosevelt's nose was being capped off. And Bernie still packs them in, and make no mistake, Jay, these kids are as delusional as little Wayne polishing off a 44-ounce Sizzurp Slurpee. I mean, really, Sybil, ask yourself this. Which is more delusional, having Mexicans pay Donald Trump to build a wall on the Rio Grande, or having Wall Street pay for the college tuition of every child in America? I'm beginning to think it's no coincidence that Bernie Sanders' initials are BF. And finally, Bernie's entire campaign is that he matches up against Trump better than Hillary in the general election, which is more intellectually dishonest than a press release from the Flint, Michigan Water Authority. Look, Tom, I get it that Sanders is beating Hillary in head-to-head polls against the Donald, but Hillary's numbers have a nearly decade-long withering Republican assault built into them. Bernie has a few kisses blown his way by the Donald for standing up to him, for standing up like him to a rigged political system. Hey, Bernie, what do you think Trump's going to do if you become the Democratic nominee? I'll tell you, Bernie, he's going to go after you like Joe McCarthy went after Hollywood Jews as chair of the House Un-American Affairs Committee in 1956. On to Hillary, who rolled into West Virginia and Kentucky, where coal miners were waiting for her. I mean, Tom, they didn't just want to put coal in her stocking. They wanted to put coal in her stocking, then beat her upside the smucking head with it. And why? Because when running in Ohio months ago, Hillary actually put these words together in a sentence. We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Holy Ted Cruz New York values moment, Hillary! Then Hillary explains that she was quoted out of context, that she was talking about fighting to transition coal miners to clean coal jobs. But that's always what Hillary says when she flip-flops, from Benghazi to trade deals to coal. Really, you can find more flip-flops in a Hillary Clinton campaign than in Mariah Carey's shoe closet at her beachfront villa in Malibu. Hillary on the trail says that she's going to ask her husband to oversee the economy because, quote, you know, he did a pretty good job when he was president. Memo to Hillary. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Bubba, the only job Donald Trump is going to focus on is the one Monica Lewinsky did on him under the desk in the Oval Office. In fact, Sybil, the entire fall campaign is devolving into one big erectile dysfunction ad. Two old men battling it out over scoring in the 1990s. I wouldn't put it past Trump to release a TV ad with Bubba and Monica Lewinsky holding hands while sitting in separate bathtubs looking out at the sunset, and a voiceover that starts, "He knew when the moment was right." On to the Donald and the taco bowl in the room. A Trump tweet which celebrated Cinco de Mayo by touting Trump Tower Grill as making the best taco bowls in America. A tweet that was attached to a picture of Trump about to dive into said taco bowl with the hashtag "I love Hispanics." And really, Jay, what screams Latino street cred more than a picture of a $20 taco bowl sitting on a $50 plate being attacked by a $100 fork in the hand of a guy wearing a $5,000 suit? And Tom, Trump celebrating Cinco de Mayo makes perfect sense. After all, what's more fitting for a man who's used American bankruptcy laws more than Steph Curry used Farouk Alumani in Game 4 of the Warriors playoff series? What's more fitting for a serial defaulter like Trump than celebrating the Mexican defeat of a French army that invaded Mexico for what, Jay? Defaulting on its debts to France. Viva Steph. Viva Mexico. Viva Donald. Then, an audio tape from 20 years ago is released of a guy who represents himself as Trump's press person, a guy named John Miller, whose words and tone are identical to Trump's. When Trump's confronted with the fact that the guy on the tape is him, he denies it. First, let me make one thing clear, Tom. Trump's denial of that being his voice on the tape would be like Godfrey Cambridge denying he played both the black and white leads in the 1970s classic Watermelon Man. And really, Tom, Trump lying about this is rich, as this is the guy who rode Senator Cruz out of a presidential race, calling him Lion Ted. And yes, Ted Cruz did lie more than the head of the Russian test lab at the Sochi Olympics, but I'm pretty sure Lion Ted never got caught lying about being another smucking human being. Then, just days later, the New York Times runs a front-page Sunday story about Trump crossing the line with women. And who didn't see that one coming? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That who would be one Roanne Brewer Lane, the femme fatale in the middle of the story, with her recount of a pool party in 1990 at Trump's Palace of Zamunda. Ms. Lane says that when she got to the party, she was surprised to find that Trump was smitten with her. Trump escorts her around the palace, takes her into a room, opens a dresser drawer and pulls out some bikinis and asks her to wear one. Lane tries one of them on and wears it out to the party. Sybil, the Smuck Report has three problems with Lane's account. First, really, Miss Lane? You were surprised that Trump, a middle-aged guy entering his erectile dysfunction years who rates women like Bruno Toglioni on Dancing with the Stars, you were surprised that he was smitten with you, a smoking hot supermodel? I'd be surprised if he wasn't hitting on you. Second, whose bikinis was the Donald letting you try on? His estranged wife at the time, Ivana's? A girlfriend? Or does this cat just have a drawer full of bikinis for every girl who walks into the palace fully clothed? Third, what kind of girl meets a guy for the first time, goes into his bedroom, and upon being asked to change into someone else's bikini, does it? Answer, Tom? My kind of girl. But then the story hits, and Roanne Lane says she was quoted out of context, having been told by the Times reporters that they were not going to write a Donald Trump hit piece. Memo to Miss Lane. It's obvious that your print publication subscriptions run more to High Times than the New York Times, as you must have been vaping Malawi gold to not know that the New York Times has been running weekly hit pieces on Trump since he descended the escalator at the Tower of Babel to declare his candidacy 6 months ago. But nothing can derail the Trump train. And he went into West Virginia and at a rally dons a miner's helmet, which looked about as natural as Mike Dukakis on an Abrams A1M1 tank. And then he takes the helmet off, right, and makes sure that his completely natural hair doesn't fly off his smucking head and starts complaining about, of all things, Sybil, hairspray. Mm. Holy Tracy, turn black. Trump tells the crowd, quote, "Hairspray is not what it used to be. It used to be real good." Really, Sybil, I thought he was going to break out as Cordy Collins in the Tony Award-winning musical, grab a can of Ultra Clutch hairspray, and start, "What gives a girl power and punch? Is it charm? Is it poise? No, it's hairspray. The only thing greater than hairspray, that's me. And that's the Smuck Report. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at Smuck Report. On to the big enchilada, the California primary, June 7th. Look for Trump to go after Hillary like Arsenio Hall going after Sinead O'Connor. And look for Hillary to go after Bernie like Donna going after Naeem's girl Alexis in Black Ink Crew Season 4. Smuck off. Smuck out.
Smuck out.
Wow. Wow.